Joining us now on the Spano and Black Attack is the director and writer of the hit 2015 film Concussion. It's Peter Landesman. Peter Landesman joins us here on The Attack. Peter, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to join us today on The Attack.
Happy to be here, guys. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays to you. Obviously, highly acclaimed film. We expect great box office and big numbers. Controversial as well. And talk about the entire process of digging this deep into a subject that is as polarizing as this one and the kind of blowback that you received from the NFL and everything else. Really dive deeply into the writing and directing and the production of this film, Concussion.
How long we got? That's a lot. Look, there's been no communication with the NFL. I've heard nothing from them. I know it's on everybody's mind. You know, did they have an impact? Did they have an influence? I was asked by a reporter yesterday, you know, that he heard somebody from the NFL was sitting next to me in my editing room. I mean, look, they're powerful, but they're not that powerful. They're a corporate entity out to preserve their bottom line and preserve the status quo, which for them is really about profits. Backing up a little bit, you know, look, I love the game. I'm a football player. I played into 2 years of college. I love what's intoxicating. I get how beautiful and powerful this game is. But what's also true and equally true is that the game can hurt and kill you. And, you know, the way this came to me was through the character that Will Smith plays, and plays, by the way, a performance that's really just beautiful and modulated. And I promise you, no one in your audience has ever seen Will Smith like this before. And he plays a Nigerian immigrant pathologist in Pittsburgh, football town USA, who discovers his disease in the body of Mike Webster, who is probably the quintessential football player of all time. Greatest center who ever played, strongest man of football, who ended up homeless and pulling his own teeth out with pliers and tasering himself to sleep every day. You know, how the heck does a guy like that become a guy like this? And Bennett discovers it. Will Smith's character discovers the truth that these players have been dying and disappearing and falling victim to this disease for decades, and the NFL has covered it up.
Well, I think that's a very apt description and a great summary of the plot. Now, this is based on a true story. How much license is used here in this film, and how much of this is drama, and how much of this is truth?
Well, you know, look, the truth in this case is dramatic enough. There's not been a lot of poetic license taken in this movie because it wasn't necessary. The story of Bennett Amalu and the way the NFL, you know, destroyed him, discredited him, and forced him into exile, leaving Pittsburgh to go to California, is incontrovertibly true. You know, of course, look, it's a feature film. People don't go to movies to get information. They go to movies to feel and have a powerful emotional experience. And the movie delivers that. There is some poetic license. There's dialogue. There's performance. You know, look, there's Will Smith in the movie and Alec Baldwin and Albert Brooks. And these aren't real people. They're actors playing real people. So there's all that. But there's nothing in this movie that you can point at and say this is factually inaccurate.
As far as the Webster family, how much cooperation did you get from them? How much help did you get from them? How much insight into Mike Webster did you get from them? And for that matter, how much did you need?
I needed a lot. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to connect or speak with the Webster family for legal reasons. They didn't make themselves available, and neither did people they work with. However, I did spend a great deal of time with other people who did. In some ways, men who might have known Mike Webster more during these years of disaffection and dissolution. People who are very closely tied to him. The performance of David Morse, who plays Mike Webster in this film, is so undeniable and powerful. It's his death that gets the story going, and it's a very, very powerful performance.
And that is the voice of Peter Landesman. He is the director and writer of the hit film Concussion, and it sheds a real light on the concussion issue around the National Football League in a dramatic fashion and on the big screen, and brings to light and helps publicize CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Easy for me to say. Not an easy word, but, you know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, not so much Will Smith's performance, and we'll get to that in a second, but the real Dr. Bennett Amalu. How helpful was he in all of this, and how much information were you able to glean from him?
He was hugely helpful. I mean, look, I'm an old journalist. I used to write for the New York Times Magazine. I was a war correspondent. My process as a film writer is to do a deep dive into the real before I start to go off into the land of art and emotion. I spent days and days with him, with Julian Bales, as played by Alec Baldwin, and other people portrayed in the movie. And then when Will came aboard, you know, I made Bennett available to Will as much as Will wanted. You know, he plays a foreigner with an accent and looks a little different. But also, Bennett is a pathologist who does autopsies for a living. And I took Will by the hand, and we went and watched a bunch of autopsies, a couple together and then a bunch more separately. And just to understand what it is to be that guy, to be a foreigner in Pittsburgh cutting open bodies for a living, trying to solve the riddle and the mystery of our death. It's a fascinating, intoxicating story, and I made sure that Bennett was very available to both Will and myself throughout the production.
Now, you've done a lot of film work over your career. You're a renowned director, you're a renowned writer. Was this the hardest project you've ever undertaken, and was it the most encompassing and perhaps impactful project you've ever undertaken?
It's all those things because it's current, because it's something that's still happening and unfolding in front of us. The other films I've been involved with, you know, when they're about true events, were about events that had already passed and gone by. This is something that's still unspooling. Every time we turn on our TVs on Sunday and watch a game, this thing is happening. The cover-up is continuing. Players before us are getting injured, and this disease is taking hold of them right in front of our eyes. And to some degree, this is a movie about a thing that's not yet been solved. We don't really quite yet know what to do about this. But it's also the story of this man, and the fact of the movie is a signal of his vindication and his triumph. Because let me tell you, the NFL very successfully ruined this guy. And he disappeared into anonymity for years and years until this movie unearthed him and revealed the truth of his story to the world. So it's more impactful because it's the most impactful thing I've done because it's real and it's now.
Yeah, that's an excellent description. And I think you make some great points about how real it is, how now it is. You said you didn't receive any blowback or hear from the National Football League. Do you expect that that's going to be the case going forward once this is released? You know, because when you see the trailers on TV for the movie, they talk about, you have somebody that plays Roger Goodell, and he talks about, we own Sundays. A movie like this, bringing CTE to light on the big screen with a big budget production led by Will Smith the way you are, may change how some people feel about the National Football League. Do you expect blowback from either the NFL, which you haven't yet received, or some protest groups that are extremely pro-NFL and see these players as just, you know, chips and pieces on a chessboard, as it were?
You know, I think that anybody who sees the movie takes the movie seriously, and there won't be any protest. I think there's going to be kind of sober acceptance. The movie, I'll tell you, people who see the movie, and a lot of players have seen the movie, a lot of former players have seen the movie, including Chris Borland, you know, who is the 49er who retired last summer after 1 year of playing. You know, they all have the same reaction, which is holy smokes. Like, this is an impactful, emotional ride. And there's something very undeniable about it. And the NFL, I mean, I suppose out of corporate cynicism could sort of nitpick and here and there, but there's really nothing for them to gain toehold in the movie and take it apart. It's not that kind of film. It may seem controversial and it may seem confrontational. It's the opposite. It's a movie that opens its arms wide and takes you in and brings you into the problem and also into the story of this man and this performance by Will. I haven't heard from the NFL. I don't expect to. I don't think they know what to do about this, so they've done nothing. But I can tell you, you know, our commercials are all over broadcast television, and we have commercials playing throughout football games, including the first ones on the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving Day. So, you know, someone is saying yes to all that, and I feel like it's partly the league and the broadcast networks and us and the audience. We're all ready for this story, even them.
Peter, before we let you go, a couple of things. I do want to keep you somewhat on schedule. Number one, great cast of actors. Just an incredible group to work with, from Will Smith to Alec Baldwin to to Albert Brooks, who's really one of my favorite actors.
He's amazing in the movie, yeah.
Luke Wilson as Roger Goodell. You know, just an incredible cast. It must have in many ways been a dream to work with this versatile group of actors who could really do a great job of putting their stamp on this movie, but also making sure that your message gets portrayed perfectly.
You know, I went out of my way to cast a group of actors who are professionals and veterans. And look, making a movie is hard. It's half construction site, it's half warfare, and it's half painting. And actually, it's three halves, so a third. It's a very difficult enterprise. And when you have actors as good and powerful and veteran as these, it makes it an enjoyable ride because you're with guys who are funny and interesting, and you know the more well known they are, and the longer they've been around, the harder they work because they know how hard this job is. So, everybody showed up, from Luke, but also Will and Albert, Alec Baldwin, David Morse, who plays Mike Webster incredibly. I mean, these guys showed up to play, and it was a beautiful experience.
Final one before we let you go, and I thank you so much for some of your valuable time, and I really can't wait to see the film myself. It's PG-13, which means it's open to a broad audience. Do you recommend, is there anybody, number one, is there anybody that you wouldn't recommend seeing this film, number one?
I made this movie for the entire family. That's why we brought it out on Christmas. I mean, I have a 12-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl, and they've sat through the movie a few times. This movie is for the whole family, and I really urge the whole family to see it together because it's going to open up a very, very strong conversation around the dinner table. And it's a very moving thing, and it's a movie about affirmation and truth-telling and doing the right thing and believing in yourself. It's got all the right messages for children, so it's as much for them as it is for the adults.
Well said. Peter, we thank you so much for a few minutes. This was truly a pleasure. It's Concussion. It opens nationwide in theaters on Christmas Day. I think it's going to do great, and I will be seeing it on its first weekend, even if I have to wait online, and that's not something I do often. Thanks so much, Peter. Truly a pleasure. Bye-bye now.
Happy holidays.
You got it. Bye-bye now, Peter. That was Peter Landesman joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack.